From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Utah is one of 11 states without a statewide stay-at-home mandate, though five counties have issued the order. Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall tells her constituents via Twitter she supports stricter rules.
I support a statewide mandate, and even though our numbers right now are looking relatively good as a state, it doesn't mean we should take our foot off the gas.
The mayor says the state's rural sectors may not be broadly affected right now, but the number will grow.
And when it does, it's the metropolitan areas of the state that will be needed to be able to respond to the critical care needs and the hospitalization needs.
Of the 1,072 COVID-19 cases in Utah, in rural health jurisdictions such as San Juan, Tri-County, and Southeast and Central Utah, five or fewer positives have been reported to the State Department of Health. Salt Lake County reports nearly half the cases and almost 50 people needed hospital care. Summit County, a COVID-19 hotspot, is now offering curbside testing in Park City. The service, which enters day two today, is available thanks to a partnership between Intermountain Healthcare and University of Utah Health. Michael Bronson with the university says the testing site at the Park City Ice Arena will offer needed assistance to patients and health officials.
It helps patients understand when they need to take extra precautions to self-isolate. It also provides good data for our epidemiologists to use in terms of tracking the spread of the disease.
Testing is open for everyone, even if you don't have a doctor's note or insurance. But COVID-19 testing is still in short supply, so a computer programmer from Montana decided to create a website where people who think they have symptoms of the virus can self-identify. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Nick Schwaderer is a former Montana state representative. He's also the computer programmer behind UntestedWyoming.com and UntestedMontana.com.
My idea was, listen, if everything's hunky-dory, if everybody really is getting the testing that they require, nobody's going to submit a report.
The website essentially looks like a Google form. Folks provide things like contact info, zip code, symptoms, temperature, and any other relevant information. Schwaderer says most of the reports have been very detailed.
A lot of people saying that their doctors wish they could test them, saying that they have been in direct contact with positives, can't get tested because they're not over 60 or they haven't been hospitalized.
He recognizes that just because people are reporting certain symptoms, that does not mean they have the virus. But he says this data will show how many people who think they need the test can't get it. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And here in Utah, Governor Gary Herbert says a new partnership with tech companies will get the state close to its goal of 7,000 coronavirus tests per day in the next couple of weeks. The partnership includes an online survey to help the state gather more data and new testing sites across the state. The group of companies has already opened two sites in Utah County and plans to open six more in Utah using data from the survey to find out where they're needed most. Pornography will have to come with a warning label in Utah after Governor Gary Herbert allowed the measure to become law without his signature, despite protests from the adult entertainment industry. If producers don't include a one-sentence warning label about potential harm to minors, they could face a $2,500 penalty per violation. The measure is aimed at helping people worried about the widespread availability of porn online, but producers have said it could unfairly force them into court because it allows private citizens to file lawsuits. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints plans to temporarily remove the Angel Moroni statue from its Salt Lake Temple during restoration work. Workers at Temple Square installed a mobile crane yesterday. Church spokesman Daniel Woodruff says the work will include removal of stones on temple spires that were displaced during a March 18th earthquake. The Angel Moroni spire topper and stones from the temple will be set aside for preservation while the project is ongoing, expected to last several weeks. Rules for electric bikes or e-bikes on public lands are taking shape. The Bureaus of Land Management and Reclamation and the Fish and Wildlife Service issued proposed guidelines yesterday that would allow each to guide e-bike use. As proposed, e-bikes would not be allowed where already prohibited, such as in wilderness areas. BLM's proposed rule would add e-bikes to its off-road vehicle regulations. Fish and Wildlife would allow the motorized bikes at some 200 national wildlife refuges if managers determine they're, quote, a compatible use on roads or trails. The National Park Service also says it's created a proposed rule, according to E&E News, that would allow superintendents to authorize e-bike use where traditional bicycles are already allowed, such as public roads, parking areas, administrative roads, and trails. Critics regard e-bikes as motorized vehicles that interrupt the quiet of national parks and public lands. A cluster of conservation and government watchdog groups filed a lawsuit against the Park Service last year in an effort to ban e-bikes on park sites. I'm Diane Magipinto, KUER News.